Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The etiquettes of slaughter. Compassion demands that the life of the Qurbani animal be released in a humane and dignified manner before any part of it could be consumed. For this purpose, nothing is more dignified and humane than the Islamic method of slaughtering. From a cleanliness and health point of view, no method of killing can surpass the Islamic method of slaughtering. In a swift movement of the wrist, The sharp knife severs the jugular veins, esophagus, and windpipe. This causes the blood of the animal to pour out of its body. Slaughtering is the most hygienic method of killing. It is obvious that taking a life involves inflicting a certain amount of pain. This is very strongly that the animal should only suffer the bare minimum amount of pain. To cause any unnecessary pain and suffering is totally prohibited in the Sharia. It is therefore tragic that often, especially on the occasion of Qurbani, the guidelines of the Sharia are not fully heeded, hence causing unnecessary pain and suffering. It is extremely important that all the various aspects with regards to slaughtering are fully observed. Listed below are some important guidelines with regards to slaughtering. Every step should be taken to ensure that the animal does not sense beforehand that its life is going to be taken. In this regard, the following adab and etiquettes must be strictly adhered to. The animal should be fed and given water to drink. To keep the animal hungry is makruh. Number two, the knife should be extremely sharp. It is also important that the knife should, animal, this should also not be done after the animal has been laid down for slaughtering. The animal should either be held by the horns and brought along to the place of slaughter or driven from the back. It is cruel to grab the hind legs of the animal and drag it along. This should be avoided. Number four, it is preferable that the owner should slaughter his animal personally. However, this only applies if one is capable of executing this in an efficient manner and as painlessly as possible. If one cannot slaughter in a proper manner, one should not venture to do so, since this causes it unnecessary suffering. During the slaughter, the animal should be dropped for slaughtering with the minimum amount of force necessary. It should be made to lie on its left side facing the Qibla. The slaughtering should not take place in front of another animal. Only the four vessels previously mentioned should be severed. To slaughter up to the spinal vertebra is makruh, since this causes unnecessary pain. Only three legs of the animal should be tied together if this is necessary. And it is important that the slaughtering is done very quickly. And after the slaughtering, the skinning of the animal should not commence until the animal has become cold. Number two, the neck should not be twisted or broken immediately after the animal has been slaughtered.